On January 2nd, buses will run again between the city of Wausau and neighboring Weston, Schofield, and Rothschild after being suspended for a full year. The three municipalities pulled out of the regional metro system because of state funding cuts. Then, the faith-based group NAOMI rallied public opinion and passed a direct legislation referendum to force Weston to restore 12 routes a day. Weston voters balked at paying for the service, so village leaders offered a compromise of 7 routes. Rabbi Dan Danson, chair of the NAOMI Clergy Caucus, says it's a deal they can accept.
We're pretty pleased with it. We feel that this is a win-win situation.
Danson says the renewed service gives the poor, the elderly, and the handicapped access once again to shopping centers and St. Clair's Hospital.
Well, I think it's all about self-reliance and independence. I think it enables them to take control of their lives, get people on the bus, and getting people back in control of their lives.
Wausau Metro Transit Director Greg Soibert says he's relieved.
It's one route that's trying to serve 3 different communities, and the service level will be fairly limited, but it's certainly a start. You know, the fact that we've been able to work cooperatively between the 4 different communities and deal with NAOMI's desires and that of the general public, I think, is really pretty remarkable.
Soibert hopes the deal leads eventually to more routes with a greater coverage area. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.